Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Okay, guys, Thrive Market is offering a special to you for the month of July. If you're not a member, you get a free 30-day trial and a free jar of full-sized coconut oil. You just go to thrivemarket.com/Jillian. This way you can try it out, see if you like the service, see if you like the products, and it's kind of awesome. Get a free jar of coconut oil.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Janice, mm-hmm. We got to get you over this menopause thing because it's arctic in here, girl.
It's not arctic. It's
I'm
nice.
Getting
feels good.
Frostbite.
It feels good. See, Jake's
going through
menopause too.
Oh, weird. See, we're in menopause sync.
We're menopause sync.
How can it be? I can't believe you were freezing in here. Oh, my God, man. That's what's wrong with you.
You know what it is?
Oh, man. Is
okay. Now, let's get down to it now.
Yeah, I'm so cold. Where's my chapstick? Yeah.
Is this an opener?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with this? This is a winner. This is how you start off an award-winning show, although we haven't seen an award since 2012.
You think 2011. That's a sign? We got it when it was the first year.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. You know what it is? It's because we're too popular. And when you're too popular, I'm just putting on my chapstick. When you're too popular, you know, nobody wants to give you props, right? Because you're just too big. So then they try to tear you down.
Wow.
And that's what's happening.
Does this sound like a projection? I don't think so.
Just saying.
Okay. What's your question?
It took me a second, yeah. But I got you.
All right. Now. Yeah. You are doing it. Okay, this is a, hey, everybody, how are you?
Hey, everybody, how are you? Have you noticed, like, there's no one that I go up to this year that doesn't have some sort of, like, you go, how are you? And instead of everyone just giving you the, like, you know, I'm fine, there's a story.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone I go up to, and it's like, it's a crappy story. It's like, oh, my God, I had this ear infection, and then it turned into a thing, and then I almost lost my ear, and then da-da-da-da-da-da, like, every single person I go up to.
Yeah.
I'm putting changed. My dog down. It's horrible.
It's a new world.
What is going on?
Because you're asking the question, and now people feel they want to answer it.
They've been validated enough through Facebook, and now they think they can do it in public.
I want to hear it. Good point. I don't mean that. I mean, like, I'm actually noticing that, like, this year is different. Not even the people are different. It's like, yeah, I would much rather have someone tell me the answer to that question. But I mean, like,
this year has just been like to the ground. Like it literally, everything that was my life up until this point is just being gutted and like rebuilt from the ground up.
I told you, you're in a cycle. Have you ever had your numbers done?
That's baloney.
You could be in a new cycle every 9 years. It's a cycle. You change, change the whole, everything changes. Let's get you know what? We need to phone a numerologist. All we need is your birthday.
All right. Okay. Well, who do you call?
I think you can figure it out on the internet. Hang on a second. You keep talking.
Okay.
And I'm going to figure out
all right
what cycle you're in.
Anyway, so I've had this massive realization as all these things have like become a problem or have ended or have this or have that. And I realized, though, that had I not... Okay, so I'll use the E Show, for example, which was just so devastating for me. It just broke my heart because it was like I worked tough. So... I found this... I was given on losing it this little medicine pouch from the Yavapai Apache tribe when I did an episode with them. And I found it for like... I haven't seen that bag in like 6 years, right? And I found it in a closet when I was unpacking stuff. And it had this little wish list that I had written about a show that I wanted to create. And it was like... something that shows me for who I really am, something that makes the world a better place, something that's funny, something that's uplifting, something that... And it was like, I got all the way there and then the whole thing fell apart. And it's like, all right. But I realized...
That was in your wish list? You wrote that you got all the way there and it fell apart?
Well, no. I wrote everything I wanted, got all the way there...
I was going to say, my
with
God.
...with the show, and then it fell apart anyway, okay. Right? And there was just... I mean, the list goes on. Like, everything and anything that can go wrong this year, fall apart or be a problem... has been like, I mean, just everything and anything. And yet I realize now, because the, you know, had I jumped back into the show, there were some issues with my business that I was unaware of. I mean, there was things that were going systemically sideways that were really serious issues, and no one wanted to kind of bother me with it. And I was like, oh, whatever, you know, they got this. And then I was over here micromanaging the television situation. And had I not sort of like popped my head up for air because I didn't have a choice and looked around, I was heading for like a massive iceberg.
Remember, I told you last week about silver linings. And see, this is look what happened. You had time to take a look in your backyard.
And I had another epiphany because I was like, okay, I have two modes. One is control everything.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Go ahead.
And then the other one is, okay, that person can handle it. And so what I do is I'll go, oh, okay, Giancarlo can handle this. And then I'm like, I don't trust these people, so I'm going to micromanage this.
Okay.
Or, you know, okay, this person can handle it. And I, like, I had a situation with my business manager. Oh, my God, Janice. I don't want to talk about money because I just think it makes a mistake. But I'll tell you, there was an overpayment on my taxes in 2014 from a mistake that was made that is off the chain. Like, there were mistakes that were made in my finances.
I remember 2014 and you were talking about the things that were going on with the taxes.
Well,
and you
I
were,
didn't
like,
know about
nut.
It until now, though, that they had made this mistake. Because I was like, all right, well, this is what they do. And I would ask them. And then I finally decided, I'm like, I'm going to have someone else look at this. So for the past 2 years that I like haven't,
oh, no.
Yeah, oh mama, mistakes, millions of dollars worth of mistakes. And I mean, I know you guys are like, oh, poor you. That's not my point though. I'm not complaining about money. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that I screwed up because I didn't check in more regularly. So as I was over here in one area micromanaging something, then I was like, okay, I don't need to worry about that. They got that. And I realize here's the answer, right? So first, the answer is obvious. You can't micromanage anything and you can't check out of anything. So you have to go into things, let's say, periodically, right? So you have to determine the time frame. So now I've decided every month I need an update with my business. Every month. Where are we? What's going on with this? What's going on with that? What's going on with this? And Giancarlo does keep me in the loop, but like there were things that were happening like with our website, decisions that were being made, all these things were happening. And I wasn't in the loop on any of it until the very end. And I gutted the entire thing. I was like, no, we're starting from scratch. We're going to do a club. We're going to do an app. We're going to do the, you know, but the big lesson here is I don't care how competent people are. If it's your thing, check in.
like this. Here's the tempo. Boom. Regularly. Regular check-in. Regular check-in. So if it's weekly, if it's monthly, you have to check in. And then because I was so busy micromanaging the television stuff, I wasn't able to look at all the other stuff that was falling apart around me and had no idea it was falling apart. No idea that it was falling apart. Yeah. And I realized, by the way, I was like, okay, why didn't I check in on some of these things? And the reason I didn't check in, like, with the money stuff is because it's intimidating to me. I don't fully understand it. So I'm like, I don't understand this. I don't understand this.
The number part of it.
Yeah. I'm like, absolutely. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's overwhelming to me. Okay, you know what you're doing. You do it.
Yeah.
And they weren't thieves. They didn't steal money from me. I got that part right. But oh my God, the gross negligence. Just the, like, the guy, the new guy I brought in, he's like, did anyone, he goes, you have X amount of dollars in personal expenses. He's like, did you do this amount of travel in 2015? And I was like, for work? And he goes, none of this is coded for work. None of it. None of it is coded for, like, just mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. It goes on and on and on. And it's like, I realized part of it was the intimidation factor of, like, not wanting to deal with it. And it's the same kind of thing we do when we don't want to go to the doctor. I hate to tell you. I don't want to know. I don't want to deal with it. I don't know. Just, I don't know. My fault. Big shame on me. Big, terrible shame on me. And I went through this with a business manager prior where the guy was a thief. This was just like, eh, we don't care. We'll do the bare minimum and take her money. Just negligent. Total negligence. So it's the intimidation factor of not wanting to deal with it. And it's like, hey, you don't go to the doctor. You don't catch that cancer early. God knows what's going to happen. Same thing. You don't check in on this. You don't make them explain it to you. You lose so much money in mistakes that were made.
You know, that's interesting. You know, I think you're right. Intimidation is far more powerful than... It wasn't that you didn't trust people.
No.
You trusted them.
Trusted too much.
But that wasn't the issue. It was being intimidated by it that affected your...
I tried to understand it a few times. Then I would call and be like, what the hell? Like, I remember in 2014 seeing that tax payment and going, this is insane. How is this possible? Well, she misunderstood and she taxed me twice. My own accountant / business manager. Twice. And I thought it seemed crazy. But when she explained it, I was like, okay. And like insurance mistakes, like I didn't have the right kind of insurance for one thing. I had way too much insurance for another. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Things that were, it just goes on and on and on. Like all these mistakes that cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax mistakes, overpayments to the government. So putting that aside, right? Shame on me. I should have been like, no, explain it. No. What is this? No. And I took it all for granted. And I was intimidated by it. Then when I look at my company and why I didn't regularly sort of check in on things is because A, I was like, they got this. And even though they sort of do, they do, I'm the one that's meant to drive some of this stuff, right? I'm like, we got to streamline this, bring it in-house, get this, do that, do that. And, everybody's going about it, and they got far. But even with my own website, like, I'm like, no, I don't want to offer that. I want to offer this, and I want to do that, and I want to. And it's just, we were down the road building the damn thing, and I just decided I changed the whole thing because I didn't know. And I think part of it is, A, no one wants to bother me, which is a huge problem. That's been a huge problem for me. No one wants to bother me. And so they go and they do their things in a vacuum. And then they come and they bring me their stuff. And I'm like, no.
I like to bother you.
Well, you're not afraid of me, which is great. For some reason, everybody else is like afraid of me. They get this idea about who I am.
Because
the office is in Miami.
Yeah. So you have that separation that they think that.
And they're like, oh, God. And they get like afraid of me. And then the other thing I realize is that I didn't really want to check in because I didn't want to step on anyone's dick, like quite literally. Like I have a lot of men in my company.
That makes complete sense. It's, and like you wanted to respect. It's
very hard to like. And even though Giancarlo is like 6'4", Puerto Rican, like very secure with himself, I still try to be really careful. about making him feel like I don't trust him or I'm questioning him or I don't think he knows what he's doing. And so part of me is always afraid to check in. Yeah. And this is my issue, not his. But part of me is afraid to question or check in because I don't want him to feel emasculated by me. Even though he doesn't, it's my issue. And it has to do with, obviously, you know, my dad.
For sure.
And it's like, but I ended up creating all these problems for myself, and I ended up stepping in and gutting the entire thing, and Giancarlo's just fine. He's like, glad you, you know, I'm glad you're involved. It makes it a lot easier for everybody to, like, do this, do this, do this.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, Janice, like, wow.
Okay.
What a mess I've created for myself. I reached out, and I'm learning to, like, really, like, manage my feelings because I've had a lot of strong feelings this past year about a lot of different things, and I haven't voiced them because I'm like, no good will come of it. Just make a change.
Sometimes you go, you know, do you fight it or you just go, do you just make the change?
I'm making the change. There's no reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason. Yeah. You just make the change, and that's also on you. But I'm telling
Absolutely.
You, had the show, which I am devastated. I loved the show. It was everything I wanted it to be. But had it kept going, I would be with the same business manager because I wouldn't have had time to check it. I would have massive errors in my business because I didn't have time to check it. I mean, like, Wow. And Heidi admitted to me that she hated it. After all said and done, she hated it. She's like, I didn't want to tell you this, but, like, I'm really glad we're not doing it. And I go, are you serious? She's just not like me. Like, she doesn't want. To me, I like to share that stuff because I think it's relatable. For her, she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to. So there you go. I'm like, well, babe, I mean, I really thought that you were fine with it. I thought you thought it was funny and heartfelt, and she's just, it's not her thing. So therefore not meant to be, I guess.
I think this would be a good time for all of us to maybe join hands and sing There's a Silver Lining
in every
song? Situation.
Go.
Okay.
I don't want to join hands, though. Jump to our fitness trampolines. We're here to put the fun back in fitness. Rebound your way to high energy, high cardio workouts. Or start off slow with a beginner health bounce, Manis. That's right, girl. Either way, the Jump Sport Fitness Trampolines. Girl, provide a low-impact way to get a serious heart-pounding, sweat-inducing fitness workout that will bring a smile to your face. Bounce, Manis. Bounce! 80% less jarring on the body. Great for core, upper body, abs, Jump Sport Fitness. Jump in. Yeah, that's right, guys. Jump Sport Fitness Trampolines provide a fun, low-impact workout and a great way to get your lymphatic system on the move, people. Take a look for yourself at jumpsport.com/Jillian. And for our listeners, they're offering 10% off any Jump Sport Fitness Trampoline if you use the promo code Jillian10. That's my name, Jillian10. Jumpsport.com/Jillian. Promo code Jillian10. Jump Sport Fitness. Jump in. Okay. I read something kind of disturbing that I think we should talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. It was on Women's Health. And, I mean, are you ready?
Yes.
Four things you should never, ever do to your vagina.
Do to your vagina?
Yeah.
That's the name. That's what it says. No, not.
And they not only said never, it says never, ever. Yeah. It says it's perfect just the way it is.
Well, I'm sure.
Actually, you know, it looks like it came from Prevention Magazine.
I'm sure putting a Santa hat on it and making it smoke a cigarello is probably not a good thing.
I've seen that,
on
the
list?
By the way.
So have I.
Yeah. It's just, it wasn't a Santa hat. It was like bunny ears. But
is bejazzling on the list?
What's that?
That's like, you know how you can like bedazzle your pants?
Do you pierce or just glue?
I've never done it, but I think you just glue.
I'm pedazzled.
You're pedazzled?
Yeah.
Is it bad that I want to see it?
I'm kidding. I'm not bedazzled.
Okay. I want to know what I'm not supposed to do because I'm a bit afraid with this. How many things are on the list?
Well, there's four things here, but I'm sure that we can come up with a few of our own.
I bet you I've not done any of them.
But do you have you heard about this? This was actually an issue that came up on my show. So I think I mentioned that
we had the vajayshals.
Yeah. The vajayshals. You know what that is? A vagina facial. And they were like, don't ever do that. And Gwyneth Paltrow, I guess, was like an advocate for it. And they were like, don't ever do that.
Do I want to know what that consists of?
You like steam your bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Well, that's bad. A, you get some burn. A burn down there. And, I mean, no, I don't know. No. No.
Well, do you do it like at a spa? Where is it done? Yeah. Or you do it yourself? Or what do you...
Who knows? I don't know.
So you steam it.
I don't do it. Do you do it?
No, I've been in a hot bath, but I haven't... I mean, that I do. What's the difference?
They're using steamers, and you know steam can burn. You can get a bad burn.
Okay.
Really? Have you ever steam? Burn-ski. Burn doggy. Ouch.
Okay.
So they say don't do that. Self-medicating. No.
What do you mean self-medicating?
It says, all right, hang on. Those over-the-counter vaginal creams or suppositories for yeast infections have their place. But they say this is about the homespun approach, like garlic, tea tree oil for like bacterial infections and all that stuff.
No, but I do believe
in
yoga.
Tea tree oil in your shop? Woof.
No, my shop.
Burnski. Another whole different kind of burn.
I've done the yogurt.
Wait, what? Ooh.
What?
That's a natural way to, if you have to take antibiotics for a while, you're right. If you've hurt yourself or something, and most women will get a yeast infection from the antibiotics. That's quite common, right? It will cause. And so you dip. You guys have never done, Jake, I'm not looking at you now.
I'm fascinated. You put like a tube of Go-Gurt just.
No, you dip a tampon in yogurt.
What?
Yes, because of all the lactobacillus in there.
Because there's yogurt. That's how you keep that from happening.
I'm not saying go and buy in strawberry banana flavored. I mean just plain probiotic yogurt.
In your stomach.
And you dip it and you put it inside.
No.
Yes. You know what?
This is a no.
I just bought a Yoplait.
They're saying no. They're saying.
And it said now for your vagina.
Shut up.
No.
Really?
Shut up. Oh, God, I believed you.
They're talking about yogurt and tea tree oil. Yes. No, it could burn you. And
you
yogurt.
You do not put yogurt in your personal areas. No.
I'm going to do some research real quick on this.
No, yeah, no.
Well, I'm just telling you.
No, it says no.
I have done that.
It says no, don't.
Does it say no to yogurt?
It says don't put things in your business that you shouldn't put in there. And the way to deal with that is to ingest.
Yeah, take more.
This hole in your face.
They're telling you to take more medication.
It says.
In your face. No.
It says homeremediesforlife.com. I don't know how reputable this is, but. Apply unsweetened plain yogurt to a plastic tampon.
No, it says don't do that. It says don't go. A gynecologist says do not do the home, homespun approach. Never medicate with self remedies of this all.
And what's at the end
of that article?
He says
chemical burns. You can burn the inside of your business. No. Mm-mm.
What's at the end of that article by this doctor? Please buy my product.
No, dude. The next one is don't insert UFOs. Unsanitary foreign objects.
Oh.
Yeah. It says, what it says. It says tampons are okay, fingers are okay, sex toys are okay, penis is okay, lube is okay, birth control is okay, menstrual cups, but that's it. And it says make sure they're clean, clean, clean before you put them in there. Hello, you get a bacterial infection. And then it says anything else does not belong in there. And let me tell you
something. Well, that makes sense.
Giancarlo's sister works at is an ER doctor, and you cannot believe the things she's taking out of there.
Yeah, well.
And the back door.
Yeah,
you can't believe it. Why, God? Why?
Well, I think...
What makes you look at a light bulb and go, yeah, what happens there?
My sister works in the ER, too, and she's pulled a lot of things out of rectums.
Rectums. Well, and the front area as well is not a good idea.
I think it just... Sometimes it's kind of games that have gone awry. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's just...
What games are you playing, Manis?
I've played a few games in my day.
With yogurt?
I just told you, don't put this stuff in there.
I'm not putting anything in. I'm just saying, I've played, you
find the carrot? No.
No, I didn't. I'm not talking about inserting anything, and we're not going to get talking dirty here now. Please.
Let's just keep this calm and quiet and clean. I'm just saying that sometimes when you're kind of playing sexy, sometimes you do things with your partner to kind of have a giggle or two. And I think sometimes things can go awry. And hence, you're at the emergency ward. Yes.
Sex sent me to the ER.
Sex sent me to the ER.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that. So
well,
don't do that.
I know that you're not purposely, but sometimes just, I think a little bit, sometimes the fun goes a little too far. That's all. That's all. What's the fourth one?
Douching.
All that?
No.
No, I believe that.
It says they do the exactly wrong thing to the vaginal microbiome, making you more susceptible to infections.
I've actually heard that one too.
Yuck. I've never in my life used one of those. Pucolotomus. Yuck.
I did. No. I did a long time ago.
In the 80s, right?
In the 80s.
Yeah, all you women did that in the 80s.
But I didn't use...
Luckily, I was a small child.
Have we talked about that, one of you dump out? So if you didn't see the Facebook Live segment we did...
Yeah.
What you do is you buy the douche the store, and you take out the product that's in it, which is usually kind of flavored with something, or it's got parfum or something in it, and you replace it with like a water and vinegar, and then you...
No, don't do that.
Well, sometimes if... Oh, just saying. There's natural ways to kind of... If you have an infection.
There's a woman on the list from the Facebook Live that also agreed with you, Janice. She said the doctor told her that water and vinegar was fine.
Yeah, and it's not like you're doing it all the time, but if you've had an infection from the antibiotics, which is quite common, then you want to... I'd rather do that than take more pills and see if it...
No.
Oh, Jillian, you know what?
Don't put things in your personal area that don't belong there, Manice.
Well, I think Eve even used a little bit of yogurt.
No.
Well, you ask, you go back and
she ingested it in her face.
In her face. You know what I read somewhere recently? That struggle is another word for doubt.
19 signs that your thyroid isn't working right.
Are you tired?
You set
you
me
feel
up.
Tired? Okay. But you know what? If there's things that we get at Jillian's podcast
like
and Gmail.
Is your skin dry and itchy?
I'm telling you.
Are you feeling down, man?
We get so many questions about thyroid.
Do you have brain fog?
No, but I have a goiter.
Your flow is like, whoa! Yeah, do you have longer, heavier periods with more cramps? You're constantly cold. I actually have... This is so me. I am exhausted. My skin is always dry. I do have crampy periods. I'm not backed up, though. Are you all backed up? Brain fog. Horrific brain fog. Fog.
I am constantly cold.
I saw this article on health, and I was like, you know what? You realize, like, the number of people, I can't remember the statistics, so don't quote me, but it's like, oh, God, I'm probably going to get this wrong. It's something like 1 in 3 women have something going on with their thyroid.
I told you, man, we always get questions.
Because the environment is so thyrotoxic. Soy is so goitrogenic, bad for your thyroid, a bunch of crap. Always just attacking
the
thyroid.
So these are just simple symptoms that you may have a thyroid problem.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, seriously, when I look at this, I have them all. Almost all of them. Exhausted. Yes, I'm always so tired. But then you're like, well, I got kids, and I got work, and I got this, and I got that. Okay, gained weight. I can maintain my weight really well. I'm really good at that now. But I eat super clean, and I take care of myself. I do have, honest to God, skin is dry. I have dry skin. I'm constantly greasing.
Sounds like I have a thyroid problem, too, so far.
Okay, ready? You feeling down?
Yeah.
Jacob?
Sometimes.
I've had a shit year, though. That could make me definitely... Did I tell you we lost a chicken?
Oh
my God. It was awful.
Coyote?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Well, you live in Malibu.
It was awful. And, like, they free range during the day, and I walked to the front door, and Nicole, Cody, and Heidi are just staring at something in the bushes. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
what is it? And I was like, I can't deal with this. And it's like, my initial, I was like, no. And I shut the door. And then I was like, you have to open the door. And it was just feathers. It was just feathers everywhere. And Heidi was devastated.
Yeah.
Devastated. We lost a chicken. How did I get on that? You're feeling down.
Yeah. It's tough.
You're feeling down. Brain fog. Do you know how many people have this, though? Like, my little brother, who's 26, like, sat down with me the other day, and he's like, I think there's something wrong with my brain. That's what I said. I go, honey, I think it's the weed you're smoking. That's what I said.
It has to be. Absolutely.
I go, baby, because, you know, he loves his marijuana.
My IQ drops by, like, 100 points when I smoke weed. I'm not even sure my IQ's at 100. Yeah, I feel like an idiot.
When you're high, though.
And even after, like, the next day, I'm like, what the hell was I doing? I'll find myself.
I said that to him. I was like, babe, I'm serious. But then I read an article, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it said marijuana is, like, really bad for your brain prior to 18.
Probably.
It damages your IQ. Thank God I was never a stoner. Thank God. Because, I mean, there's some bullets that you just dodge in life, and you're so grateful. Like, I just never, I don't know. It's not my thing. And I'm not judging anyone who it is your thing. It's just not my thing. Yeah, no. But, like, even my mom, though, was like, God, you know, she went to the doctor because she's like, I just want to make sure I don't have early signs of Alzheimer's. And they're like, Joanne, you're fine. And she's like, but sometimes I just forget things. I'm like, Mom, I forget things. Do you remember when we had that neurologist on ages ago? Do you remember this, Janice? And he talked about how when we have so much going on, the brain, like, prunes information that we don't need. People come up to me, dude. I'm not kidding. I was getting my hair done the other day with my friend Justin at his salon, and this guy comes up to me and he goes, how are you? How have you been? Dude. I was like, this can't be happening. I mean, good looking black guy. I'm like, you'd think I'd remember my people. I'm like, gay, good looking, black guy. I mean, how could I not remember this guy? Right? I'm like, okay. And he's like, how are things at E? I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? I had a whole conversation with him, and I'm digging through files in my brain. I'm like, no. And to this moment, and I kept waiting for him to leave so I could ask Justin who he was. To this day, I have no idea.
See, but I think that's part of what your mom's saying, what your brother's saying. You're busy.
Busy, man.
We've got so many things going on that
your brain's like, clip, not going to use this again.
But I also think, like, even if you met him, even if you met the guy who said about that you met in the hair salon, you could have not. I think sometimes we meet people, and because we've just got all this other stuff going on, we kind of go, hey, nice to meet you, or
and
blah, blah, blah.
Out the door.
Gone.
Yeah.
And boom, onto the next.
I hate that, though, because, like, people who are really successful remember faces, remember names, remember stories about people.
And I'd like to know if they still do, though. I would like to know if that theory still exists. I can't see how it can. I just think there's too much shiny things.
And then the constipation, right? I mentioned that one.
Yeah.
And I don't have that one. Never have had that one. And constantly cold. I mentioned that. I am constantly cold. So what were you saying? Struggle is like a doubt?
Struggle is another word for doubt.
Did you have anything or just that?
I just...
Okay, guys. Weebly time. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own businesses who have the dream to be their own boss. And you know what? You don't need to be a web designer. You don't need to know how to code to create a beautiful website, a blog, an online store. We were all unbelievably impressed here with the wide variety of professionally designed, mobile-friendly themes they have to choose from. And all you have to do is drag and drop, and you can quickly build and publish your site. It's that easy. You can customize it, update it, change your site anytime you want on any device. There are over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. You can get started today for free at weebly.com/Jillian. That's weebly.com/JILLIAN. weebly.com/Jillian. Make it happen.
Hey, we are back, and we have a call that we want to have on with Jillian. We're not going to use her real name, so Jillian has decided to call her Pookie. So, Pookie, you're on with Jillian.
I do. Thank you. Jillian, first of all, I want to say I'm so excited to be talking to you. This is amazing.
Aww. Hi,
thank
sweetie.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. My little Pookie. What's
my
going
little
on?
Pookie. Well, I have a question for you regarding my relationship.
Okay.
So
the love doctor. Hold on, please.
Hang on, Pookie. She's got
to
get the
love
doctor.
I have to get in character. Hold on. I have to sit up. I got to change my whole situation. Posture. I got to get... Okay, Pookie, how can I help?
Okay. So the background to this question is that... I met my husband, who is from a Middle Eastern country,
okay,
about 4 years ago.
Gotcha.
And he has been in the military. Well, he hasn't been in the military itself, but he's been held by mandatory military service in his country, unable to leave for our entire relationship. So it's been long distance. And I have traveled there many times, often for lengthy periods. And the idea has always been that when he was released, he would come to the U.S. and we would continue our relationship here. So now he was released from the military in January, and it's been 5 months now, and he still hasn't gotten his visitor's visa. And I'm wondering, like, how long do I wait before I call it quits? I'm at my wit's end. I've asked and asked and asked for him to please get that and to come over just to visit at least.
Okay.
And it's not happening.
Oh, honey. Okay. And what is the answer you're getting back when you're asking these questions?
Sometimes I get silence. Sometimes I get that he's working very hard trying to earn money for the trip to come over, which is nice, but money has never been an issue for us. I earn a lot more than he does, and I don't expect him to pay for everything. You know, I've never asked for that. So it just feels like an excuse.
Okay. It sounds like you feel that way. I'm not saying it isn't the case. I wouldn't know, right? Because I'm not in the situation. But that's what I'm getting from you, is that you are not buying this. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, when we have these gut feelings, they tend to be true. And so the answer would be seemingly very cut and dry, in that it's like, okay, you know what? I love you. This is what I need. We're not getting anywhere. I'm not quite sure what's going on. And I'm going to move on. Because I think there is something else going on here, obviously. And I think you do too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's put that aside for right now. Let's presume that there is something going on. And it is time to move on. And what comes up for you there?
Well, it's scary. I do really love him, and I was hoping we could make it work, but I'm not willing to move to his country. So then it's like, you know, the fear of starting all over again. I'm almost 34.
There it is. Stop there. So there it is. And I can't tell you how many women I talk to that are like, oh, my God, my age, and I have to start over. And I'm like, who cares? Who cares if you're 34, you're 35, you've got a kid, you don't have a kid? It's like, and they're afraid. They're like, I can't. I'm getting older. Oh, my God, I need a man. Oh, my God. And I'm seeing this a lot with a lot of my friends. And they're, like, staying in situations that they shouldn't be in because they're afraid of finding somebody. And I'm here to tell you that the very thing you're afraid of the most is the thing you'll manifest, being alone. Which, guess what you are right now, honey? Alone. And guess what you would be in a situation that's dysfunctional? Alone. And, you know, these fears are not rational, but they're real. Does that make sense? They're real because you feel them. Rational because if we're looking at it from the outside in, not true. Like, I tell this stuff to my mom, who's from a totally different generation, right? And my mom got a divorce when she was about 40 years old, and it was the best decade of her life. She's like, I love my 40s. I was the most empowered. I was the most in touch with myself as a person, and it was the best decade ever. And, you know, now it's like it's so hard for women at that age because they're just feeling like, oh, everyone's on Tinder. It's a weird space to be in, and it's but this is all, it's none of it's actually real. It's just, I don't know how to explain that. It's like society and weird Tinder dating apps that make you feel like you're five and social media weirdness. And it's all, I don't know what's going on, but it's not real. People still go to the supermarket and meet somebody. They still drop their kid off to school and meet a single dad. Like, they still, you know, have a friend set them up with another friend. They might meet online. I mean, you will meet the right person when you're ready. But so that fear is not rational, but the bigger fear is why you're so afraid to end up being alone. Instead of being able to go, I'm okay with me, I can sit with me, I'm good with me, I'm taking care of me, I'm very focused on me, it's a very productive place to be. You know, and this fear is causing you to A, be like led on, waste time, feel alone, wonder what's going on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, I think part of my fear also is that I travel a ton, and I'm not talking like, you know, a weekend here and back. I'm talking like 1 month here, then the next month I'm in a totally different city, then 4 months later I'm in a different country, and, you know, 6 months later I'm somewhere else, and it's never like the same place again. So I feel here it's very hard to connect with somebody and then be able to transform that into a lasting relationship. It's hard to even have friends, much less like, you know, intimate relationship.
These are sort of, interestingly enough, you're afraid of being alone, and you've put yourself in a situation where it's tough to form connections.
Yeah.
So then what you're really saying is I'm afraid of being devastated, because you put yourself in a position where you, as you said, you can't even have intimate friendships.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, so that's a, you know, I'm traveling and I can't. And, you know, I read this quote and it was like, we're in these prisons, right? And if I unlock the door, would you walk out tomorrow? And the answer, most people, no. No. And it's because it's providing you with something. So then you get down to this, like, fear of intimacy, which is a fear of vulnerability. And that's really what you need to look at. It has nothing to do with this guy. He's irrelevant. Yeah. You got to look at why you got yourself in a situation with someone that's emotionally unavailable, why you're living a lifestyle that renders you emotionally unavailable. And ultimately, you know, okay, well then something is driving you to become emotionally unavailable, and that's what you got to process.
Okay.
Is this pinging for you at all?
Yes. I mean, I do feel like I do feel like I'm emotionally available. I feel like it's just that I've invested in this one thing, and I've invested full force. I've poured my heart and soul into it, and, you know, I've really committed there.
But honey, you committed to a person that's not available. Do you see that?
So you think that the 5 months, that's plenty long to get your shit together and...
Honey,
do.
I think this. You have put yourself in a position where you've committed to someone. I remember a friend of mine had major intimacy issues, okay? Major issues. We were traveling overseas for a while, And he met someone, fell in love. We had to come home, and he was devastated. And I said to my mom, I was like, how is it possible? Like, what poor luck, right? That we happen to be overseas, and he happens to meet this guy, and he happens to fall for him. And my mom goes, oh, honey. He fell for somebody overseas because that guy could never be available. It could never work out. And
wow. Okay.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
There's something else going. When was the last time you had a long-term relationship?
This has been 4 years, and before that, I had a 7-year relationship.
Okay. And what happened there?
In the first one?
Yeah. 4 years. The last 4 years since, right?
So this current relationship has been 4 years.
Right, but the guy's not here. You've been in a relationship for 4 years with someone who's not here, correct?
Yes.
Not here. Okay. Yes. Think about what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, but that hasn't been his fault. Like, he literally has not, the country didn't allow him to leave. Up until January.
You're missing the point, babe.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with you. You are in a relationship with someone who has been unavailable to you for 4 years. It's a choice that you have made. Whether he can or can't or whatever is irrelevant. For 4 years, you've been in a relationship with someone that's unavailable to you.
Right. Okay.
Good, bad, lying, not lying, totally honest, unavoidable circumstances. It's all irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And that's really what you need to think on. What do you really want for yourself? It sounds like you're getting to a place where you're like, no... I'm ready to get committed. And what I would do, honestly, I would break up. I'd be like, I love you. I'm devastated. But I now really feel like I'm ready to take things to the next level with someone. And you know what? If you show up here one day at my doorstep and I'm not, you know, and I'm single, wonderful. I hope I see that day. But until then, you know, be kind and be loving and don't call me. And then, honestly, sweetheart, if I was you, I would explore this issue a little bit in greater detail.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry. It's not what you want to hear.
No, I mean, that's basically what I've done now. I just had that conversation, essentially. But, of course, you know, the second that I said that, you know, he's got the application in front of him. Asking me, you know, telling me he needs my help to fill it out. And I'm like, you don't know if this is something you really want, figure it out for yourself.
There you go.
I don't want to have to hold your hand through this. I don't want, like, somebody who's just not gonna, you know, I don't want to have to threaten divorce every single time I need
don't threaten. Take a stand.
Yeah.
Don't threaten. Take a stand. Period.
Okay.
Period. And ask yourself why you've put yourself in this position for 4 years, babe. Bigger question to answer.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, Pookie. I wish
thank
I could
you.
Have
well,
made
thank
this
you
very
for talking that out with me.
Black and white for you. But I know I probably opened a bigger can of worms, but if you want a course of action, leave. And if he shows up on your doorstep, wonderful.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Leave.
No, thank you. I was
no
I
more
was
living
kind of
in limbo.
It for a black and white.
Leave. That's your answer.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks,
oh,
Pookie.
Thank you. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me, and I also wanted you to know that I watched your show, all the episodes of it, and I'm really sorry that it's not going to be continued because I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Me too, Pook. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
And don't forget, send us your questions at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.